guys, and welcome to the Laundry Chat podcast, a place where we help each other sort out life's laundry. My name is Molly Marco, and today we are going to, well, today I'm going to tell you my mantra, my, like, phrase that I say over and over in my mind lately, or that comes to my mind whenever I start to feel ugly, I guess, and whenever I start to feel gross, and whenever I see people who are seem like more pretty than me. I don't have an outline. Normally I don't, but I don't really know exactly what I'm going to say other than just like tell you my mantra, I guess you could say, and hopefully it helps you. I really want to write a blog post about this actually so I can further explain it and actually take time to like put the words where I want them to be. But for right now, I just need to get it out. And yeah, it's really helped me, make the tornado in my mind, the I don't know how to say it. Like it helps me sort things out a little bit better. Or at least see how my thinking is not organized and kind of helps me organize it. So without further ado, let's get into my mantra. I hate that word. Okay. So the phrase that I've been saying over and over is pretty sometimes. Like I'm pretty sometimes. And it seems almost like a bad phrase where it's like, that'd be discouraging. Like you're only pretty sometimes. But for me lately, like to remember that I'm only pretty sometimes is just such a relief. Like I've kind of like wanted to explain it. Like I feel like if I'm not pretty all the time, it feels like I have a disease or that something's wrong with me or that I'm not good enough. But the truth is that you're not going to be pretty all the time. You're not going to look your best all the time. You're not going to feel your best all the time. We have bad hair days. We have bad outfit choices. We have just bad weather. and so it just has freed me to think I'm pretty sometimes. And I think the thing you have to remember with this is that though you might only be pretty sometimes, you're beautiful always. The inside of you is what is beautiful all the time. Or that God has made, like, I don't know, like, and not that God hasn't made like your outward appearance beautiful. But like they said, like the inside is really what counts. So even though you might not feel pretty on the outside, you can always be beautiful on the inside, no matter what. And to realize that is like, for me, just really freeing. And again, I don't want it to get like confusing where like, oh, well, does that mean that God only made you pretty sometimes? That I feel like could be a whole nother thing because beauty, another quote, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Like, God thinks you're beautiful all the time, but to the world standards, no, probably not. Like, it's probably not, you know, the world doesn't think acne everywhere is beautiful, or certain type of look of your hair or, you know, that kind of thing. So to the world, we're only going to be pretty sometimes. To God, we're beautiful always. And yeah, that's just really, that's been what I've been saying lately. And I'm not even joking you when I say it really has, truly has freed me. And in those moments where I start to compare myself or get jealous of other people, or I'm too embarrassed to like go into like a room of people or to go somewhere and see other people because I feel gross, I just remember like, okay, Molly, like you're pretty sometimes. And so, yeah, I hope that helps you a little bit. With whatever you're doing today, that you can just remind yourself, like, you're pretty sometimes. and there's no pressure for you to be pretty all the time. So you have something in your teeth and you didn't know about it. That's okay. Like, you don't have to be, you're going to be pretty sometimes, and sometimes you're not going to be. And that's totally fine. And again, you're hard on yourself anyways. Like, you are going to be the most picky person about whether you're pretty or not. Other people probably think you're fine, honestly. So just remember that too, that like, you're going to be so particular on how you look, and other people overlook that stuff. They don't care. And they think you're beautiful and pretty anyways. So I'm going to just leave it at that. Maybe this will become your mantra, maybe just for the day, for the week. I can't wait to see what all of you beautiful people do today. I haven't checked it. I've been bad at checking it, but use hashtag the laundry chat if you want to share your story about it, share what you're thinking, share your messes. I'm actually going to check right now and see. I know one person had used the hashtag. So far, it's just been me. I'd love for that to be a place where we can connect and talk about it. I think that'd be super cool. Yeah, so far just one person has used it other than me. So use it if you want. If not, that's fine. I just got back from Austin, Texas, actually, and I've been thinking about doing a podcast talking about that. Although I get worried because it's like, I don't know if that'd really help you or bring any kind of like value to like your day. Me talking about my plans to move. But I still would love to like make sure you guys are in the loop. And I have been learning a lot through this process too, of trying to figure out like apartments and a job and moving to a new place and figuring out where I belong. So if you're interested in that, let me know. Other than that, I hope that you have a great rest of your day. Enjoy the weather, however it is there. If it's rainy, seriously, read a book or something. I've really missed reading. I need to start reading again. And if it's sunny, go lay out in the sun or do something like, I don't know, what do people do in the sun? I normally just lay out in it because it's so nice. But yeah. Okay. I will see you in the next episode of the Laundry Chat podcast. And until then, I hope that your laundry load goes down just a little bit and that this maybe helps. All right. I love you guys. Moi. I never do that. Why don't you?